And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
When North Carolina commenced its experiment with charter schools several years back, it was promised that thanks to the flexibility they'd have to try new and different things, charters would serve as, quote, incubators of innovation that would lift the entire public school system. As education policy analyst Chris Nordstrom noted this week in an op-ed for NC Newsline, however, a recent report, ironically enough from a right-wing think tank, helped show why this was all a mirage. The report was designed to look at how well officials charged with approving new charters did in predicting the success of individual schools. But what Nordstrom found when he dug further into the data was that no matter how strict the approval process, charters have and will continue to underperform traditional public schools when it comes to reading and math scores. Bottom line, as Nordstrom explains, his findings make clear the simple fact that when it comes to student progress on math and reading tests, the charter school experiment has been a failure in North Carolina. State elected leaders should pay attention. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.